Did you know that Jesus was Jewish? You might be asking, what does that mean for your Christian faith?
Watch today and discover how understanding the Jewish roots of your faith and your connection to Israel and the Jewish people
can transform your life and the way you read the Bible. Coming up on Jewish Voice. Merry Christmas and Happy Hanukkah. Welcome to a special holiday edition of Jewish Voice. I'm Jonathan Bernis, joined by Ezra Benjamin, as we dive into the heart of Hanukkah, exploring its profound significance this year. Hanukkah, called the Festival of Lights, symbolizes resilience, faith, the survival of the Jewish people, and the enduring light that guides us through darkness. Today, we will help you understand the meaning of Hanukkah, where it came from, and how it applies to you as a believer. Whether you're new to Hanukkah or familiar with its rich traditions, join us as we celebrate and reflect on this meaningful season together. Ezra, hands down, my favorite time of the year.
What's not to like? Warm lights, great food, most of it fried, family, mishpacha, we say in Hebrew.
Hanukkah and Christmas, the beauty of it being Jewish believers, we get to celebrate both.
Right.
And you get to celebrate both as a follower of Jesus because they're applicable. We're going to talk about that. What's Hanukkah, Ezra? Just give us a thumbnail sketch of Hanukkah.
Sure. Real quickly, Hanukkah, Jonathan, happens in what you may know as the intertestamental period. So the time, the few hundred years between the completion of the writing of the Old Testament and then the birth of Yeshua and the ministry of Jesus, which we know is the New Testament. And Hanukkah happened around 168 BC. You know from the Gospels that when Jesus is living and ministering on earth, the Romans are occupying and oppressing the Jewish people. That's the context of the Gospels. But before the Romans came the Greeks. And so we understand that for this period of time in the Greek Empire, the Greeks were hostile. They were antagonistic toward the Jewish people and certainly the Jewish faith. The idea that there's only one God and it's not Zeus, it's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
One oppressor after another.
Exactly.
Just one after another.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's the history of Israel.
And so things go from bad to worse, and this culminates in a ruler coming from Syria, part of the Greek Empire, named Antiochus Epiphanes. He comes and actually offers a pig in the temple, the Jewish temple in Jerusalem, and dedicates the temple to the worship of Zeus, not to the worship of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
And he desecrates the temple for...
That's right.
Which means that Judaism of that day, which was based on temple and sacrifices and the priesthood, stops.
Right. He's not having a barbecue in the temple. He's doing something very specific. Pig is, according to the Torah, the law of Moses, an unclean meat. It has no place in the temple. And so when the pig is offered on the altar in this holiest place on earth, as God said it would be and it should be, the temple is rendered unusable for worship.
And it's a crisis.
It's a
crisis for they can't sacrifice animals anymore.
Judah Maccabee and his family said, we're not going to take this anymore. And he assembles this unlikely ragtag group of a few hundred fighting men who go to war against the Greeks, against the occupiers, march back into Jerusalem. Sound familiar? This is repeated a few times throughout history. And against all odds, have the victory.
Some say that this is the first example of guerrilla warfare in history.
Interesting.
They have this, they're so vastly outnumbered, and in these little groups, they have these night attacks,
right,
and they begin to whittle down this vast army, and actually they defeat them.
Exactly.
It's miraculous.
That's one of the themes of Hanukkah, actually,
yes,
to this day, victory against all odds. And that, as we're going to talk about in a few minutes, is a theme that repeats itself throughout Jewish history. The second theme of Hanukkah is this idea of dedication. The temple has to be rededicated. But this brings in the third idea of Hanukkah, or the third theme, the theme of miracles, or the theme of light. The problem is that there was only enough oil to light the menorah in the temple for one day, and this oil lasts, as the story goes, miraculously, for 8 days. Enough time to ceremonially rededicate the temple, plus one bonus day. So that's why we call Hanukkah the Festival of Lights, because we're celebrating that this insufficient amount of oil, which was needed to rededicate the temple, miraculously lasts to become more than is needed.
Yeah, and it's a miracle, and it provides enough light
right
to make, they have to render new oil, and it takes according to the tradition, 8 days to make the new oil, and that light continues on when they rededicate the temple.
Exactly.
Interestingly, the feast, Ezra, is also called the Festival of Dedication.
Yes.
Or rededication, because they're rededicating the temple.
The story of Hanukkah, when it happened, isn't recorded in the Bible. Yeshua, Jesus, was in the temple celebrating Hanukkah. Like
right.
You said, John 10, it was the Feast of Dedication, and Jesus was in the temple, and it says it was winter, because some people say, well, there's other Jewish holidays that could be called Feast of Dedication. None of them happen in winter. So we know in the context of the scriptures, Jesus was celebrating
Hanukkah.
Yeah,
it's beautiful. This is not a substitute, a Jewish substitute for Christmas. It's not to compete with Christmas. It's not to appease Jewish
yeah.
kids with gifts. It's become that in a way, but it's a very, very important remembrance of the victory over the oppressor.
Absolutely.
And the rededication of the temple. You know, Ezra, it's important to understand the miracle of Hanukkah is that without Hanukkah, there would be no Christmas.
Right. Right? Unpack that for us. How is
yeah,
that?
Yeah. If the Greeks had successfully wiped out the Jewish people or caused them to reject their God and assimilate,
right.
Jesus would have never been born.
Right.
Why? Because Jesus has to come through, Yeshua has to come through the Jewish people, through the people of Abraham, the descendants of David specifically, and bring redemption to the world.
Right.
If the Greeks had succeeded in wiping out Judaism,
or as they intended to do,
or wipe out the Jewish people as a whole,
yeah.
the Messiah could have never been born. What a miracle that they survived, and Jesus came to this earth and gave his life for us.
Without Hanukkah, there can be no Christmas. And Jonathan, right. we see that theme actually throughout history, and we see it in the pages of the New Testament prophecies, Old Testament and New Testament, in fact, about the days to come between now and the return of the Lord, right? This diabolical, this demonic attempt to destroy the Jewish people to keep God's messianic purposes, we can say, or purposes of the life and ministry and the return and the rule and reign of Yeshua, of Jesus, from being fulfilled.
Yeah, exactly. That was the demonic purpose of
right.
the captivity by the Greeks, by the
right.
Syrians, right?
Right.
Antiochus
right.
Epiphanes IV
sure.
is a type of Antichrist.
Exactly.
Directly connects to the future Antichrist, right?
Exactly.
The abomination of desolation already happened
right.
one time with the sacrifice of the pig, as you said. The attempt to destroy the Jewish people during the Persian Empire with Haman,
right?
Destroy the Jewish people, and God raises up a standard.
Exactly.
Repeatedly, Pharaoh, right?
Sure.
Is afraid that the Jewish people are going to overwhelm them. What does he do? Kill all the firstborn males. What's the demonic plan? Keep the Messiah from coming.
Right.
And you see it with Herod once again. It repeats itself over and over again.
Absolutely.
Where's the Messiah going to be born? Bethlehem, go kill every child under 2 years of age.
Absolutely. So without the preservation of the Jewish people, there could have been no coming of the Jewish Messiah. Jesus was Jewish. Jesus still is Jewish. And Jonathan, looking into
No Christmas.
Exactly,
right?
Exactly. In looking to the days to come, what's required for Jesus to return? Well, we know Jesus says very clearly in Jerusalem, you won't see me again until you cry, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. So Jesus is making a promise. He's making a declaration, and we have it in the pages of Scripture, that for Jesus to return to earth, to rule and to reign as the conquering king over Israel and the nations, there have to be Jewish people in Jerusalem who are recognizing him as the Messiah.
Yeah, absolutely. And the Bible tells us in Romans 11, and I really encourage you to read Romans 11, especially verses 11 through 15,
yeah.
which talks about the rejection of Yeshua
yeah.
on the part of Israel, bringing the gospel to the Gentiles to provoke the Jewish people back to jealousy, and their return will bring life from the dead.
Right.
You know, on Hanukkah, I think of this, Ezra, it's the festival of lights.
Right.
Yeshua is the light of the world.
That's right.
God cares about the whole world. He cares about the Gentile nations. Jesus came for the whole world as a light to the world. And Hanukkah is a reminder of that. That's why I think it's so important for you to celebrate Hanukkah, to light the Hanukkah every night with the shamash, the servant candle, and bring light to the world. And remind yourself you have a calling to bring light to those around you. We need to take a short break, but when we return, how can you as a Christian respond to Hanukkah? Can you participate? And even more important question, how do you support and love your Jewish neighbor? We'll be back with the answer next.
The best way to celebrate the Festival of Lights is to share the light of the world, Yeshua, Jesus, which means first and foremost following His instructions to love your neighbor. May we send you this tote bag? Make a gift to Jewish Voice of $25 or more. When it arrives, prayerfully consider the message, Love Your Jewish Neighbor. At the right time, you can decide when to step out in faith, carrying that tote bag in your neighborhood. The first step of faith is to go online or call. Then, as the Lord leads, you'll be ready to confidently share that message of love and support for Israel. Become a Shalom partner with a monthly gift of $40 or more, and we'll send you the tote bag and Jonathan's Hanukkah mini book that explains the origin of the holiday and its undeniable connection to Christmas. Plus, we'll include a Love Your Jewish Neighbor journal and sticker, all to prepare you to celebrate the true meaning of Christmas and Hanukkah. It would be our joy this holiday season to welcome you as a new Shalom partner. With your help, Jewish Voices teaming up with more than 80 respected ministries on the ground in Israel to initiate urgently needed humanitarian aid and life-saving projects, including mobile bomb shelters, bulletproof helmets, food packages, medical care, trauma counseling, and more. Please call this toll-free number. Our representatives are eager to hear from you. Your generosity and prayers will impact the lives of people we may never meet until we gather in eternity. Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, and thank you so much.
Welcome back. We so appreciate your continued support of this ministry, and I want to say on behalf of all of us at Jewish Voice, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Ezra, very interesting thing. This is rare, actually, right? Hanukkah is usually a month off,
right?
From Christmas, but this year they're overlapping.
Yeah, this only happens once every 19 years.
Really?
Actually, date on the Hebrew calendar coincides with the date on the Western or the Gregorian calendar, but it's happening. It's happening this year.
So this is my third.
Mazel tov. There we. You just revealed this. You can do the math later, but yes, it's Jonathan's third, and counting, to many more. Overlapping. But what's interesting is that the first night of Hanukkah this year begins on Christmas night, not Christmas Eve, but the night of the 25th. And so the eighth night of Hanukkah, the last night of Hanukkah, ends on New Year's Day night, January 1st.
I love that. I love that they're coinciding.
Right.
That's really special. Something else, it's the Festival of Lights.
Yes.
With the menorah, just really something you should be doing at home. I encourage you to. It's the Festival of Rededication.
Yeah.
All of this applies to us as followers of Yeshua, right?
Amen.
We're regularly rededicating our lives to serve the Lord. We're a light to the world. But it's also about miracles. It's a festival of miracles.
Right, right. The Lord breaking through in the most unlikely ways against all odds.
Well, I've got to give the Lord thanks because I'm a walking miracle.
That's right.
Yeah.
You sure are. A year ago at this time, Jonathan, it was tough. It was a rough situation, but the Lord, we've shared before.
We'll explain that to people that don't know. Yeah. Where was I a year ago?
You were in intensive care,
coming
out of a coma, and doctors said some make it, some don't. And 100% of the people who came to pray for you, friends, family, ministers from across the country and around the world, looked at you and said, "This isn't unto death. The Lord's got more for him." Exactly.
I don't remember because I was in a coma.
I was
3 weeks in a coma.
Yeah.
But just one thing to say, and I'll try not to get through this without being so emotional. But I just recently had my 10-week evaluation with the doctors at Mayo. 10-month. Did I say 10? Yeah, 10-month.
Yeah.
And the doctor said, "You're doing fantastic."
Praise the Lord.
And just so you know, I wasn't going to tell you this, but you had a 10% chance of survival.
That's what the doctor said.
He said only one out of 10 would be standing here in front of me, and you're the one. And I said, "Are you telling me that this was a miracle?"
Yeah.
This is an unbeliever. Great doctor, by the way. Great doctor.
Right.
So he said, "Yes, it's a miracle."
Yeah. Amen.
This is a miracle.
And this all happened during Hanukkah 2023. It was your season of miracles. Yeah. Hanukkah is a season of miracles.
I was in the hospital when we lit the candles in my room with my girls.
Yeah.
And it was a touching moment. I couldn't move. I was paralyzed at the time.
A dark time, but the Lord showed up.
It was a dark time, but the light of the menorah.
Exactly.
And all the nurses were coming in, and we were handing out donuts.
I remember.
Yeah,
I ate too many of them. I couldn't fit into my shirts for a few weeks.
It was fun, but it was hard. I was paralyzed. I had to learn to walk again.
Yeah.
But it was a miracle. That's other miracles. There's a whole group of miracles, and I want to say thank you to those of you watching that were praying for me and for my recovery. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. It's great to be alive. I still have work to do.
Jonathan, a season of dark times, unexpected, unwelcome circumstances, and the Lord breaking through. I'm thinking of those continuing to suffer in Israel as this multi-front war against jihadist terrorism goes on. And
but there's a miracle story.
There is dark times, but miracles.
This is a great story.
We, through the help and the support of our partners here in the U.S. and around the world, were able to purchase and send over some helmets, or be a part of sending over some helmets for IDF soldiers.
Yeah.
One of those helmets, it's here on the screen. Actually,
yeah, you can see it now. These they had crummy helmets apparently because they were bringing in the reserves.
Exactly.
And they weren't sufficient to deflect a bullet.
Yeah.
The bullets are so powerful now.
Right.
And then one of these helmets,
absorbed or really fended off multiple bullets. Not just, I mean, you can see it, multiple. There's shrapnel all over this helmet. This soldier would have died.
This is a helmet that you helped provide, one of the actual helmets that we helped purchase and that saved this man's life.
Another example I'm thinking of in Israel, Jonathan, is these bomb shelters. They're concrete, they're mobile. You sort of just drop it into a neighborhood. And again, our partners around the world have helped Jewish Voice to help provide these all around Israel. One of these, actually, children ran into it when they heard the sirens, which give you 15 to 30 seconds to take cover before missiles or rockets strike. Children in a neighborhood in northern Israel ran into one of these shelters. The rocket struck right next to them. The kids would have lost their lives.
They would have.
But for the miracle of a bomb shelter that wasn't there months before.
And they were Druze, actually. They were Arabs.
Children.
They were Arab children, and they were saved through this bomb shelter.
It's amazing.
That is miraculous.
You know, we're seeing miracles in Africa, Jonathan, in our work among scattered Jewish communities. We're seeing miracles all over the world. None of them would have been possible but through the support and the faithful prayers and partnership of our partners.
I wasn't there, but I heard that there was a woman that actually walked for the first time in years.
Yeah, not
what
she was having a bad day and was a little stiff. She hadn't walked in years. And people prayed for her in Yeshua's name, and she stood up and walked. And the community rejoiced.
All these miracles were made possible through the generosity of people like you, our partners.
There's a picture that's really striking. You can see it on your screen now. It's called the Posner Menorah. Anti-Semitism is on the rise in Germany. The Nazi Party had come to power. They hadn't revealed their full agenda yet, but anti-Semitism's on the rise. And this Posner family, a Jewish family living in Germany, in the face, right across the street from this giant Nazi flag, puts their Hanukkah in the window, their nine candle candelabra to celebrate Hanukkah. And on the back of the photo, actually, the next year, and in 1932, it was another one of those years when Christmas and Hanukkah overlapped, Rachel Posner wrote on the back of this photo, she said, the flag says, referring to the Nazi flag in the photo, death to Judah, but the light says Judah will live forever. And this was a time, well, why are we sharing this story? Because it was a time of growing anti-Semitism. And nobody knew something like the Holocaust could ever happen. But the Posner family said, even if it does, even if anti-Semitism continues, the Jewish people will live on.
And this in German, death to Judah, so the flag says,
yeah,
Judah will live forever, so the light answers.
Right.
I love that. That is so powerful.
The Jewish people have continued to live on, praise God. And we know that in this season of miracles that we're celebrating is also miraculous.
Yes.
But a few years after this Posner menorah, Hanukkah, was placed in the windows in Germany, we know that half of the world's Jewish population was annihilated in the Holocaust. And the question is, how do you go, or how did things go from anti-Semitism to something as severe as just wipe the Jewish people off the face of the earth? And sadly, Jonathan, tragically, that way was paved in part because Christians looked the other way.
We're seeing anti-Semitism grow at the highest rate since that horrific period known as the Holocaust. And Christians have a chance now to stand up. You have a chance to stand up for the Jewish people and say, I'm with them. They are my brothers and sisters, and they're the ones that need to return in order for the Messiah to come. Ezra, we have a commercial, actually, that we've produced to try to deal with this. It's called Love Your Jewish Neighbor. And this is an attempt to reach particularly Christians and turn their hearts towards the Jewish people so this does not happen again. I want you to take a look. Let's show it.
In a world where darkness seeks to divide, echo past horrors, peace is denied. Yet inside each one, a light still survives. A light of courage can open all eyes. This holiday season, let love be your guide. Transcend division, embrace hope, stand boldly allied. Let's shine our light upon others with favor. In this season of light, love your Jewish neighbor.
It is tragic what happened, Jonathan. And throughout the history of the church, unfortunately, in kind of a diabolical plan of the enemy, those who have professed faith in Jesus, or at least the religious tradition of Christianity, have been used to perpetrate tremendous atrocities against the Jewish people. And you may be watching what you just saw and saying, what can I do? And here's what the scriptures tell us. First of all, love covers a multitude of sins.
Yes.
And the perhaps other than praying for your Jewish neighbor, for their protection, for their blessing, for their salvation, for the blinders to be taken off and for them to see Yeshua, their Messiah, for who he is, the greatest thing you can do is say, I love you and I'm standing with you at this dark time.
Yeah, I also want to encourage you to speak out against anti-Semitism. Listen, you've got to raise your voices. You've got to proclaim the gospel, and you have to say no to the theology, to the doctrine, to the hate speech against the Jewish people, against Israel. Listen, anti-Zionism, anti-Semitism, they're interrelated. You've got to raise your voice and show support for Jewish people. I want to encourage you, become a Shalom partner. Become a partner with this minister on a monthly basis, and that will help get the gospel out and continue to show this commercial and other ways that we engage in trying to curb anti-Semitism. Will you show your support for your Jewish neighbor? Will you go over to them and start a conversation? Stand with Jewish voice against hate, against division. Partner with us to love your neighbor as yourself. Here's how.
The best way to celebrate the Festival of Lights is to share the light of the world, Yeshua, Jesus, which means first and foremost following his instructions to love your neighbor. May we send you this tote bag? Make a gift to Jewish Voice of $25 or more. When it arrives, prayerfully consider the message, Love Your Jewish Neighbor. At the right time, you can decide when to step out in faith, carrying that tote bag in your neighborhood. The first step of faith is to go online or call. Then, as the Lord leads, you'll be ready to confidently share that message of love and support for Israel. Become a Shalom partner with a monthly gift of $40 or more, and we'll send you the tote bag and Jonathan's Hanukkah mini book that explains the origin of the holiday and its undeniable connection to Christmas. Plus, we'll include a Love Your Jewish Neighbor journal and sticker, all to prepare you to celebrate the true meaning of Christmas and Hanukkah. It would be our joy this holiday season to welcome you as a new Shalom partner. With your help, Jewish Voices teaming up with more than 80 respected ministries on the ground in Israel to initiate urgently needed humanitarian aid and life-saving projects, including mobile bomb shelters, bulletproof helmets, food packages, medical care, trauma counseling, and more. Please call this toll-free number. Our representatives are eager to hear from you. Your generosity and prayers will impact the lives of people we may never meet until we gather in eternity. Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, and thank you so much.
For some of you, the holiday season is a really rough time. For some of you, I know you feel lonely, you feel isolated. Maybe you're in despair, hopeless. We want to pray for you. We believe that God is watching, that God cares, that he wants to bring light into your darkness and change you, transform you from within. Maybe you're going through a critical illness. I don't know what it is. I know where I was a year ago, and God gave me miracles, restored my life, and He wants to do the same for you. Ezra, I'm a little choked up. Why don't you go ahead and lead in prayer?
I'd be honored to. And if you're watching today, if you stumbled upon this channel and you don't have that relationship with Yeshua, with Jesus, this holiday season would be a great time to let the light of the world become the light of your life and to give you abundant life. So let's pray. Lord, we thank You that You are Yeshua, indeed the light of the world. And You promise that those who follow after You will never walk in darkness,
yes, Lord,
but they'll have the light of life. And so, yes, Lord, we're asking You for the light, the glorious treasure of the light of new life for those who will encounter You and who are inviting You to forgive them of their sins and to come into their hearts this holiday season. Lord, we thank You that salvation belongs to You, and we pray for salvation, salvation, salvation for those watching today who don't know You.
Lord.
And for those who do, we pray for salvation for their families and their communities.
Yes,
and Lord, we thank You for a flood of Your miraculous, powerful light in their homes, in their families, in their stories this season.
Thank you, Yeshua's name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. As we wrap up this special edition of Jewish Voice, we want to thank you for joining us. This month is a perfect time to reflect on the Jewish roots of your faith and the ways that you can actively support Jewish communities around the world. We invite you to go deeper and find meaningful ways to support and bless Israel and the Jewish community by visiting jewishvoice.tv. There you'll discover resources to grow in your faith and opportunities to make a positive impact. And remember, the greatest gift you can give a Jewish person this holiday season is to give them the good news of their Messiah, Jesus, Yeshua. As we close our program, I also want to remind you to pray for the peace of Jerusalem, Psalm 122:6. They will prosper who love thee. So prosper, prosper, prosper this holiday season and be a light. And remember, there's no Christmas without Hanukkah. From all of us at Jewish Voice, we wish you a joyous and blessed holiday season. Happy Hanukkah and Merry Christmas to you and your loved ones.